And now, the Goldbergs. Sammy Goldberg has informed Jake, his father, of everything he knows about Sylvia Allison. How impossible it is for him to marry a girl who has lied and cheated. And Jake's advice is, break it up, smash everything and leave. Molly Goldberg, on the other hand, knows only a little about the problem, enough to realize that Sammy is unhappy, that Sylvia is a liar, and she's resolved that there will be no marriage until she knows the truth. And meanwhile, Jake advises Sammy to listen.
As soon as Mama comes in, we'll start packing.
I don't want her to know yet, Pa.
We are packing, Sammy, and we are leaving. Never again, Sammy, will be your mother.
Pa,
please. If you doubt your mother, why didn't you listen to her and why didn't I?
Pa, please.
Your love for Sylvia blinded you, and my conceit with her daddy, darling, blinded me.
What's the use of going all over that now, Pa? What difference does it make? Oh, it's no use being angry and it's no use being hurt. And most of all, it's no use remembering what I should have known and you should have known. We didn't know. There's only one thing now. There's only one thing left that I have to know. I know what Sylvia is and I know what I am. I have to know what to do.
I'll tell you what I'd like you to do.
Oh, please.
What's the please, Sammy? What's the please? Answer me only one thing, Sammy. Come here, Sammy. Sit down. Be honest with me, Sammy, as I would be with you.
What, Pa?
Look at me when I talk to you.
Yes.
Do you love her?
How can you ask me that?
Because things like that are possible. Men don't love only good women. Only the lucky few fall in love with good people. If you're still in love with Sylvia, Sammy, say so.
And if I say yes, Pa?
Tell me, Sammy. Do you trust Sylvia?
No.
Do you admire her?
No.
Do you respect her?
No.
Then even if you love her, it's not the kind of love from which marriage is made. Your mother said a thousand times, if you said it once. There's all kinds of love, and they are not the same. There is love that lives in a person like a disease, that beats at the heart, that clouds the mind, that keeps a person from living. There is love that brings only suffering and heartache and disappointment. That's love, too. And there is another kind of love, Sammy, that makes a home and a family. The love that is peaceful and kind and sweet. The love that means respect between two people and honor and admiration and trust. If it's the first, Sammy, then tear Sylvia out of your heart. Or marry her and suffer for the rest of your life.
And if she loves me, Pa?
She doesn't love you, Sammy. She loves herself.
But I promised to marry her.
Who did you promise? The Sylvia that lied to you? The Sylvia you know? The one that destroyed Lee and Ed and cheated her father? Did you promise her? Or did you promise the girl I invented and you invented? The girl who would be for you what Mama has been for me?
I don't know what to do, Pa. I don't know what to say.
That's because you are young and you're hurt. Do what I say, do. And say what I say you should say. Break it off clean with Sylvia. Sylvia is not for you.
But if she loves me?
Then the greatest favor you can do for her is not to marry her. How are you going, Sammy?
What? How are you going, Sammy?
Is Mr. Allison downstairs?
No.
Then he must be at the store, Sammy.
What's the matter, Pa?
Nothing. Where's Mama?
She'll be home soon.
Where did she go?
For a walk.
Alone?
Uh-huh.
Hold her, darling. Whether you know it or not, and I believe you do.
What, Pa?
You have a wonderful mother.
I know it.
Don't only know it, but realize it. In any important thing in your life, Rosalind, go to her.
I will, Papa John. I wish Sammy had listened to Mama.
Why? Why do you wish?
Papa, darling. Mama doesn't want you to know yet.
Know what?
I shouldn't tell you. She wants to be sure that she knows everything before she tells you. That's why she's over there now.
Over where?
At Ed's house. At Sylvia's brother-in-law.
What is she doing at Sylvia's brother-in-law?
She...
She what?
Papa, darling. There's a whole lot that you don't know.
Then why wasn't I told?
Mama wanted to be sure.
Of what?
Everything.
Let me hear one thing.
Amy didn't go away on a business trip.
No?
No.
Then, where was it?
He left.
What do you mean, left?
He went away.
Why?
Because he quarreled with Sylvie. They told us he was away on a business trip, but that wasn't true. They didn't expect us here. And that's why they had to make up a story to keep us here and hope that Sammy would come back. And he did. And Mama wants to be exactly sure why Sammy went away and why did he come back. Pa, she mustn't let Sammy marry Sylvia now. Please, Pa. Well, now you know.
Why didn't Mama tell me?
Well, she didn't want you to become upset because you liked Sylvia so much and she didn't want to be so right.
But she was.
How could you tell, Pa, she was so nice to you? If Sylvia was as nice to Mama as she was to you, Mama would have been fooled also.
No, not your mother. Not your mother, Rosalie.
Oh, Mama, darling?
Yes, Mama, darling.
What did you find out, Molly?
Rosalie.
I had to tell Papa and Ma.
Rosalie, what did Mama say to you?
Ma, please.
What did Mama say to you?
But Ma, I had to tell Papa. I had to. Ma, why shouldn't he know? Maybe he can speak to Sammy the way you couldn't and I wouldn't. You should have told Papa in the first place, Ma. I had to tell Papa.
You didn't have to, Rosie.
I did, Pa. I did.
You didn't, because I knew. I knew, but I didn't want you to know. Sammy told me everything.
Where's Sammy, Jake?
He went to see Allison. We are packing, Molly. We are going home.
We're packing? We're going home? What did Sammy tell you?
Everything, Molly.
What's everything, Jake?
Plenty.
Plenty? Plenty I also know, Jake. But, Jake, darling, but not everything.
Plenty is enough, Molly. Plenty.
The Goldbergs stand united, intent on saving Sammy from Sylvia Allison. But despite Molly's wisdom and Jake's desire for Sammy to make a clean sweep of things, there are elements and emotions in every life that stand in the way of the best intentions.